Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells swing.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day, and the Small Business Advocate Show is live with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And it's just you and me for a couple of segments. I've got, I'm going to talk to you about some of my traditional things that I like to talk to you about on Christmas Day. I've been doing my live show since 1997, and on Christmas Day, every holiday, really, is live here on the Small Business Advocate Show. What I wanted to say first is I have to have a confession that or maybe a report I should tell you about. Some people say about me that I'm a Scrooge. They might be right. However, I have three things that I'd like to put into evidence. Some say they're excuses. In my defense of this indictment that I might be a Scrooge. First off, the early part of my career was spent in retail. And if you've been in retail, you know what that does. You know what retail can do to your holiday spirit. There's a syndrome for everything, as you know. So why not for one for retail survivors? I've come up with a term and an acronym, PTHSS, Post-Traumatic Holiday Shock Syndrome. Surely that's a syndrome we can attribute to retailers. So that's my first piece of evidence. My second piece of evidence is for being a Scrooge is since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. It's not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year. Let's not lose our heads, right? It's just that they want me to be giddy. Giddy, yeah, about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. And my third piece of evidence is, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be completely antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everybody else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. After the Christmas holiday, after the cards have all been sent out, if an incoming card is received from someone that was not on our list, do you rush out to get a card off to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, not reciprocating is endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending on the economy is not lost on me either. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans hath wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, well, guilty as charged. But on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, and maybe sistren, let me clear up a few things. And by the way, I actually have met one or two female Scrooges. I know they're rare, very rare, but I have met them. So here's my evidence that I'd like to, some more evidence I'd like to put into place, some more information that you probably need to know about Scrooges. First, Scrooges are lovable. Yes, huggable too, and maybe even cute. Sometimes Scrooges are even cute. You have to look really hard, though. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous. But their generosity isn't obsessive, and it doesn't come with giggles. And the third thing that you need to know about Scrooges is Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without having to say, bless their hearts, over and over again. As proof, and to influence an acquittal. I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for all of us. The first challenge, I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please, I ask you, I beg you, be patient with us Scrooges. The mill of a Scrooge grinds very slowly. And the second challenge is for all of us. I challenge us, all of us, to be more generous, more loving, more thankful, and more spiritual all year long. Not just during the holidays. Just imagine this. What would happen if we practice peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone every day? It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now. Let's don't wait till Christmas. Let's help them right now in the middle of July. So, one of the things that we all need to do, and what I'd like to encourage all of us to do, is, you know, you don't have to be a Scrooge like me, but and I say I'm a Scrooge, and I do, sometimes I do feel that way, but it's mostly because of what we've created out of this season. This season to me is not about stuff. It shouldn't be about stuff. I hope that when you open up presents with your loved ones, and I don't want you not to do that. Of course I want you to be able to do that. But I also want you to say to yourself, and if not this year, next year, what could we have done differently? Have I given somebody something that given them more than they actually needed, and is there a chance that I could have taken some of those resources and given that money to someone who needs it? Think about that. In my own household, the adults don't give each other presents. We give the money to charity because, frankly, what do we need? We don't need anything else. We have what we need. So that's what I'd like to encourage you to think about. If not this year, next year. And as I finish this segment, I'll leave you with these parting thoughts. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz esté con ustedes. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. A little bit more to come. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.